Welcome to another bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast as featured during the Big Ready Week here on the podcast. So this week I am interviewing different presenters that are appearing at my virtual event, The Big Ready, which is taking place on February 2nd, 2021. And today I've got Janet Murray. She's the opening keynote. She's one of the keynote speakers. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things in a future episode of the podcast, but right now you're going to get a sneak peek of what you can expect to hear from her at The Big Ready. Again, if you want to get more information on The Big Ready, go to thebigready.com, get more details, and pick up your ticket now. But let's just get into my conversation, this little short snippet, this sneak peek, this bonus episode featuring Janet Murray, who will be keynote presenting at The Big Ready here on the Productivityist podcast. There is like these biases and these nuances, like, oh, there's no way I have time for this, or I'm not much of a planner, or, you know, I like to be really organic with my social media. So I like to do it, you know, when it suits, but you could do that anyway, right? Like you could have the stuff planned out, and if you want to throw something extra in there, okay. Right. But we just think in these restrictive terms, which often don't serve us, right?
Yeah, totally. And it was interesting on this podcast interview I did with Jordan Gill. She was talking about how Seth Godin was talking about how people prefer consistency to authenticity.
Yeah,
which I just thought was fascinating. I keep meaning to listen to this episode, but I totally got, you know, when she was telling me the story, I totally got it. And she was kind of saying that, you know, that's why people love things like Starbucks, because you know that if you buy a caramel latte in Texas, it's going to be the same as it is in North Kent in the UK, where mm-hmm. I live. And whether or not you like Starbucks or not, but there is something about that consistency.
There's a certain,
you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, there's a certainty. People love certainty. Like certainty, and especially yeah. like in the midst of what we're doing right now. Like, I mean, we are recording this in the middle of, you know, is it the middle? We don't know. We're in a pandemic right now as we're recording this, which has so much uncertainty that people are trying to engineer it wherever they can. So the familiarity factor is huge right now for people. They just want to find like, okay, good. McDonald's, I know that I like eating. McDonald's has food. It's consistent. Like you said, wherever you go, wherever you live in the world, I'm gonna get this McDonald's because it's this and this and this. Same thing with Starbucks. So certainty is,
yeah.
We want that, right? We crave that, but we also need uncertainty too as humans, right? And that otherwise we're not really being human, right? We're kind of drifting too far in one direction. But I didn't mean to cut you off, but it was just one of those things where I've heard, like, it's true. And Seth is really consistent. Like he puts out a daily blog post and has for, gosh, over a decade now, I think. But it's not like I look at those blog posts and go, well, he just manufactured this one. Like there is that layer there. I think he's found that balance, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing a daily email. I started off doing it every single day. And actually then I decided just to do weekdays because it's tough, you know, mm-hmm. just like show. But there is something about showing up in people's inboxes every day and that kind of people expecting you to be there. And I think when people struggle with consistency, with content, for example, it's just often such a simple thing. It's like, I haven't decided what day my podcast goes out. Because the minute you say my podcast goes out on a Friday and we have it live by 7 a.m., and you don't need many listeners for people to start to pick that up.
Yep.
And if your podcast is ever late, or, you know, I've had the very odd occasion where we've had a technical hitch where it's been late, or I've messed it up if I've been doing it, if my podcast editor isn't around. And people will email and they'll say, where is it? Like, I was looking forward to it. And this is the thing as well, is that particularly if you're looking to, again, this is particularly true for business owners and content creators, is that, like, you become part of somebody's routine. So people will say to me, having done a podcast every Friday for 5 years, people will say, I save your podcast up for my Friday morning run, or I save it for when I'm doing a nasty cleaning job that I don't like, or I save it for when I'm driving the kids to school or whatever. That's really powerful if you can become part of somebody's routine. And again, for me, it all comes back to this newspaper thing, mm-hmm. because, I mean, that's what newspapers do, don't they? They have the Sunday Times here in the UK, they have a couple of regular slots that they've had for so many years, A Day in the Life and Relative Values. And you literally open it to go to those articles. And it's that certainty, that kind of security. And obviously around that, there's flexibility and, you know, there's I mean, with newspapers and magazines, there isn't that much room for wiggle room. And that's actually something quite good about it, because I used to say as well, you know, like when you're working on a newspaper or magazine, you're just filling, it's like you're filling holes or filling buckets. And right. each week, you know what bucket, you know what's got to go in the bucket, you know what shape the bucket is, and you know what size it is, but you're just putting something in it slightly different. And that makes it so much easier to plan. And, right. and I think it's the same with your, you know, when you create a content plan, or, you know, if you know that you've committed to doing, you know, like I mentioned, you can very quickly have a whole year's worth of blog posts or podcast episodes planned out, literally just by writing down, you know, 50 questions that your ideal customers or clients ask you, and then sort of thinking, well, when would be a good time to run this? Like, how would that fit in with something that I'm doing or selling or promoting? And when you start to look at it like that, it's a little bucket that I have to fill every Friday with something. Suddenly it all just becomes a lot easier. And just looking at it like that, like, and almost looking at things in verticals, if that makes sense, rather than, you know, if you think about trying to plan a month worth of content or a week, that's a lot of boxes you've got to fill. But if you think, well, okay, well, I'm just going to think about every week. I'm just going to think about, you know, one thing I'm going to put out every week on a Friday. Suddenly that feels less overwhelming.
I'm really honored and excited that Janet is going to be joining us at the Big Ready. She's going to be offering the opening keynote. She's got a lot to bring to the table, not just at the Big Ready, but with her work elsewhere. And I can't wait to share with you the rest of our conversation in a future episode of the podcast. But for now, what I want you to do is check out what we're going to be doing at the Big Ready. Just go to thebigready.com. We've got 29 presenters offering keynotes, panel discussions, workshops. We're running the whole gamut at this event on February 2nd. Tickets are just $99 for general admission, or if you want to go to the VIP level and get that workshop with me, it's $299 US dollars. Currency of the internet, I guess. But nonetheless, I'm really excited for what we're going to have in store for you on the 2nd, which is not too far away from now. So if you want to be there, and you do, go to thebigready.com right now. That's thebigready.com and pick up your ticket today. That's it for this episode. I've got another one lined up for you tomorrow featuring another presenter that's going to be appearing at the Big Ready. But until then, I'm Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist Podcast and the Big Ready, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. I'll see you at the Big Ready.